Shalom Aleichem, everybody. For the last two FMMs, we've been speaking about the very powerful avoda of the Ktores. The Ktores, the incense that is brought on the inner golden Mizbeach every morning and every afternoon. Before we continue discussing what happens after the Ketores is brought on a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash, and of course there is no such thing as a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash, I wanted to take a brief detour to discuss the fascinating story of the recipe, the secret recipe of the Ketores. Now, on some level, the secret recipe of the Ketores is not really a secret. The recipe is spelled out clearly in Maseches Krisus Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and many people have the minhag to recite that recipe and the 11 spices that it lists every morning before Psuket Izimra. And some communities have the minhag to recite that recipe at the end of davening as well, every day, or on Shabbos and Yontif. Pitum, Haktores, Hatzari, Vatziporan, Ve'achelbana, etc. So there really should not be a secret recipe of the Ketores. However, it is still a secret. First of all, the Torah itself in Sefer Shmos and Parshas Kisisa only lists 4 of the 11 ingredients that make up the Ketores. The remaining 7 ingredients are not listed in the Torah Shebichsav. They've been passed down generation to generation in the Torah Shebaal Peh. In addition, it's challenging to identify exactly what those 11 spices are. What exactly is Tzari? What exactly is Tziporen, etc., etc., for 11 spices? And how are these spices grown? And where is the best place for them to be grown? And how should they be prepared? And in addition to all that, there are opinions in the Gemara, there in Maseches Krisus, that additional ingredients, in addition to the 11 listed, additional ingredients that need to be added to the Ketores, including, for example, some kind of herb called Ma'ale Ashan. That too needs to be added to the Ketores, and that too is unclear what it is, where it grows, etc., etc. So, making the Ketores is indeed a secret. And the Gemara in Maseches and the Yerushalmi and the Medrash tell us that there was one family of Kohanim, the Avtinas family, Beit Avtinas. The Avtinas family did know exactly how to make the Ketores. The Avtinas family were the keepers of the Ketores. The Medrash says that they were so careful about the Kedusha of the Ketores that no woman from Beit Avtinas ever wore perfume. In fact, any woman from another family who married into Beit Avtinas had to agree before she got married that she would never wear any perfume. And no baby that belonged, that came from, that was born into the Beit Avtinas family, no baby ever had fragrances put on it to make it smell a little bit nicer. And why? Why all this care about perfumes and fragrances? Because Beit Avtinas wanted to be extra, extra careful that no one should ever suspect them of misusing the Ketores for their personal use. So Beit Avtinas knew how to make the Ketores, and they were the only family that knew how to make the Ketores. They had their own chamber in the Beis HaMikdash. It was called Beit Avtinas. It was located to the south of the Mizbeach, right near the Sha'ar HaMayim, and it was in that chamber where Beit Avtinas prepared the Ketores secretly. The Gemara and the Medrash say that the rabbis asked Beit Avtinas for the recipe, and Beit Avtinas refused to share the recipe. And Chazal at first criticized Beit Avtinas for not sharing the recipe. It seemed so petty. Why not share? How can you not share it with the rest of Klal Yisrael? So the rabbi sent for experts from Alexandria to make the Ketores, and it just didn't work. They were not able to recreate the Ketores in the way that it should be done. The people from Alexandria were experts, but they couldn't make the smoke of the Ketores rise up in a straight column to the roof of the Beis HaMikdash the way the Ketores rose when Beit Avtinas prepared the Ketores. The smoke from the experts from Alexandria diffused and scattered immediately. So Chazal reluctantly understood that even though they condemned the Avtinas family for not sharing the recipe with the rest of Klal Yisrael, the Chazal understood there was no choice. They were stuck with Beit Avtinas, as it were. And Chazal asked them, why indeed won't you share the recipe? It sounds so petty. But the heads of Beit Avtinas said this: we have a Mesorah passed down from our ancestors that unfortunately the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. And when that happens, we do not want the recipe of the Ketores to be used for Avodah Zarah Chas V'Shalom. We must keep it to ourselves so that it's never ever misused for Avodah Zarah or for anything else. And when the rabbis heard that, they withdrew their condemnation of the Beit Avtinas, of the Avtinas family, and Chazal praised them greatly for their dedication to the Beis HaMikdash and to the Ketores. So that's the incredible story of the secret recipe of the Ketores. In the next FMM, we will, God willing, continue learning about what happens in the Beis HaMikdash after the Ketores is brought. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.